Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so it's the question that everyone wants to know today. Will it be used? Will it be used? It's been used probably about 300 times since about a year ago when C.J. Stroud arrived in Houston.
I wish we could take bets on this.
We're going to hear from C.J. Oh, we can. We're going to hear from C.J. Stroud at noon, along with DeMeco Ryans, along with Will Anderson. So you don't want to go anywhere. We haven't heard from him in a while. The question is this, though. We've seen Stephon Diggs working out with C.J. Stroud. We've seen them going back and forth. Will Stephon Diggs, will the B word be used by C.J. Stroud to describe Stephon Diggs? Is Stephon Diggs already one of C.J. Stroud's brothers? He has. Tank's been his brother since day one. Nico's been his brother since day one. Laremy Tunsil. This will be the ultimate test. We're not going to hear from Stephon Diggs. So if we don't hear the B word from C.J. Stroud, I'm not saying you got to panic, but you got to wonder if he's going to fit in as well as we think. Will the B word be used for Stephon Diggs at noon?
And not just will it be used, but specifically will it be used to describe Stephon Diggs? Because I think we can get enough cheese in this press conference for him to drop a brother or brotherhood somewhere in there.
Yes.
But it's got to be specifically to describe, yes, Stephon Diggs for it to qualify, right?
Figgy, are we going to get a B word to describe Stephon Diggs? Is he already one of his brothers or not?
I think so. I think we're going to get a B word.
I would bet the over on this. Hey. If you're setting it at 0.5, I'm betting the over.
If that happens, you got to put C.J. Stroud number 2 on the fantasy football draft board, right behind perhaps Mahomes.
Yeah. I mean, he's got
at quarterback.
I mean, look at what he's got. He's got like an embarrassment of riches at weapons, man. I think he will, based off of what you've seen on Instagram. You've seen video or audio from them talking at the Pro Bowl. Like, also that. When did y'all become brothers exactly?
Yeah.
Like how long? Not only are you brothers.
I don't think it takes long.
Are you just like it's instant leadership. Brothers? Is it like brotherhood at first sight? How does it work?
It's the leadership, man. You're going to see CJ up there.
I'm excited to hear from the QB, though.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear from DeMeco.
We got all of them.
You know, this will be the first public words on Stephon Diggs. Like, we haven't heard DeMeco. We haven't heard Casario. We've heard no one.
Yeah.
Speak on Stephon Diggs.
Why wouldn't they want to brag about this, Landry?
I don't know.
I'm curious about that.
You know how I am with press conferences.
Well, let me ask you. Forget being the media guy. Let's make you in the position of DeMeco or Nick Casario. You're the guy who, in part, is responsible for bringing in Stephon Diggs on the back end of everything else that you've already done with the organization. Drafted C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson the year before. the season you had, the offseason that you had up until that point was already successful. You're the guy that's responsible for it. Would you not want to brag about it or pat yourself on the back?
I mean, I would.
It's a little odd.
I mean, there's a lot of excitement. You heard Hannah McNair with Jason Bristol basically say that her kids, they stopped school to talk about Stephon Diggs.
He's a popular dude.
So maybe we get to see him. I don't know whether he's going to be there or not, but I would assume that's going to be one of the questions that C.J. Stroud gets asked.
Do you remember... We're all old enough, I think, at this point to remember when we were asking the question of, like, whose jersey are they going to sell?
Yeah.
Do they have that problem anymore?
No.
That was the case before they got Stephon Diggs. Now you add that, Stephon Diggs, number one, this whole, like, 713 cheesy thing that we do where you can have, you got Stroud, Dell, Diggs, everybody out there. I mean, there's a vibe there. I don't know why they're not embracing it a little bit more. Maybe they will today.
Maybe we'll get some hype. We'll hear what they got to say in the noon hour. Landry Locker, B. Scott in for John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Astros, man, they showed some life. And I got to wonder.
Goddamn time.
Did the Rangers make a mistake in throwing at Yordan Alvarez? The game was kind of out of control when this happened. The Astros were down 12-3. They responded with a 5-run inning there. Kyle Tucker flipped the bat, and they outscored the Rangers 22-7 after that. Ended up taking 2 out of 3. Could I interest you in a stat?
Yes, sir.
The Astros are 4-3 versus the Rangers and 2-8 versus everyone else. So
just put them on the schedule. They're like they're the new A's for the Astros.
It is good, though, to see this team has somewhat of a pulse because that did feel a lot like a response. And Kyle Tucker kind of ignited it, and they ended up taking 2 of 3. Now they got the Braves, though. Rotation not quite lined up the way that you would like with Arrighetti tonight.
Yeah, well, yeah, we were just talking about that.
Hunter Brown tomorrow.
Not ideal. Real
JP France Wednesday.
Before that, though, like, can we talk about the irony of the pulse coming from Kyle Tucker? Were you expecting that?
No,
for Kyle Tucker to be to be the one to be like, "Hey, man, that's not what I was expecting."
Nah, he flipped the bat.
Not
too.
At all.
Yeah. Shout out to Tuck.
But and also, why are you throwing a Yordan? Like, what are we doing?
What did he do?
What did he do? Other than be awesome at baseball,
of all people to throw at, Yordan.
Yordan is. So, seems so unproblematic.
When I step into the box, I have to be ready for anything.
Let's hear angry Kyle Tucker. What does angry Kyle Tucker sound like? This was him after the game. This was him with the great Brian McTaggart. What does an angry Kyle Tucker sound like?
Like this?
Well, yeah, really appreciate it. I mean, whether it was an accident or not, I mean, missed him 4 times then. Almost hitting him twice and then hitting him. Not really a good look. We didn't really appreciate that, which I don't think anyone would. Kind of how things started and how it went.
Seemed like you said to something when you hit that ball and the bat flip, angst or aggression right there.
Yeah, just a little reaction to it. Just didn't really appreciate that bat before and how it went and kind of how it went.
Obviously, a history between these two teams. Does that carry over here or just from that one moment?
Anytime. You know, guy gets, you know, 4 pitches in on him and almost hitting him a couple times and then actually hitting him. Sure, any team wouldn't really appreciate that, whether it was an accident or not, but it is what it is. Just move on tomorrow and try and win it.
I know a thing or two about good defense.
Man, he's angry.
Man, that's who I want on my side in the scrap.
Hey, they replied, though.
Man, he is the driver at the bar fight. You go get in the car. When they start shooting, you go get in the car, bro.
So we're 10 days away from the NFL draft. Now, Nick Caserio, he's been pretty aggressive the last couple of years. Are you sensing some aggression with Nick Caserio? Because I don't think he's going to be as aggressive as he's been previously. I think they like where they're sitting heading into day two where they have 3 picks. I just don't see the aggressiveness as much. I could be wrong. He's proven me wrong before. I just don't feel it.
Yeah, so aggressive is just not the word that I would use. I don't think he's necessarily going to be aggressive. The thing that I just always expect with him come draft time is activity. That's the other A word I would use instead of aggressive. Just active. Could he move up? Could he move back? You got to kind of have your head on a swivel with Nick Caserio and be prepared for anything. I mean, just look at how he's dealt with these last 2 drafts. You know, trading away a first-round pick to move up in the draft. And then trading away a first-round pick to move back in the draft the next year, turning those picks into Will Anderson and Stephon Diggs, respectively. Like, it depends on how you define aggression. And then you got to kind of follow the rabbit trail of what exactly it is that he's doing. What is he setting up? So, I don't know. It's hard to call it exactly aggressive without exactly knowing what direction he's going in. He could be zigging while you're zagging. You know, so you just got to kind of keep up more than anything.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Do you know he's going
to
be
had active. To be talked into anything? Like, do you think there's anything that Nick Caserio has had to be talked into, like where maybe one side of the room wanted Stephon Diggs more, or he wanted, like, do you think that if you had to guess, who was the one that was the most adamant about adding Stephon Diggs?
Oh, if I had to guess, I'd say DeMeco, just based off of I think DeMeco has more of an appetite for a player that could go sideways, right? I think probably DeMeco has more of an appetite for that as a former player. And then also when I think about the way he talked about the position at the combine, I think it was, right? We want separators and all that kind of thing. Okay, well, Stephon Diggs, that's what Stephon Diggs is. He basically described Stephon Diggs, and then they went and traded for Stephon Diggs. So if I had to guess between the two of them, or like if we're just talking about the hierarchy, I would say DeMeco. It was DeMeco who wanted Stephon Diggs. But why would Nick Caserio not, right? Like, it just made sense. Like, if you could pull it off, you know, who wanted Keenan Allen? Was that DeMeco or was that Nick Caserio? I would say if I was going to put it on Caserio, I'd say everything that they adjusted on was Caserio, you know, or was Caserio having to probably concede on something, right? Like, hey, we can't trade for Keenan Allen. Okay, well, now what do we do? Well, hell, I want Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, right? So a pivot?
Yeah.
Because I think that's what Nick Caserio's identity is, pivoting, yeah, changing, adjusting, evolving. Yeah.
But see, but to me, whenever you have to pivot, that's when you need more input. I feel like that's when you need more collaboration. Like, maybe you were the originator of this idea and then it doesn't work. Okay, guys, what do y'all think? So to me, once the pivot happens, I feel like there's even more collaboration at that point.
Do you think the Deshaun Watson thing can actually make him better in the future? Like, in other words, you start off your tenure if you're Nick Caserio. First thing that happens, Deshaun Watson demands a trade. Months later, you have all the allegations and stuff. You're in a unique spot because you basically are at the mercy of the legal system when it comes to whether or not you should trade him. Then you're kind of at the mercy of the no trade clause. So you have to go through that wild situation. You have to wait it out. Some people are saying you got to get rid of it. And it's just kind of a unique situation. Much like when you're in the on deck circle and you have the donut and then you pop the donut down and it's just easier to swing the bat after, yeah, you have that big ass donut on there. Do you think there's something to be said for A, not having very many expectations the first 2 years where you're kind of able to get through the mud, and then B, you start with the Watson thing, and then everything else just becomes kind of easy after that?
Yeah, no, I think once you compare Watson to, like, just straight-up free agency or making decisions about trading your draft pick, the picks that you got from the Watson trade, like, the Watson trade makes all of the rest of it look like child's play. You know, because you're managing all of these other things, this the uniqueness of the no-trade clause, like you mentioned, the uniqueness of Deshaun Watson's situation off the field, like you mentioned, and then just the fact that you're getting there, getting this job with a franchise quarterback, and then immediately having to adjust. You talk about that being, and I know y'all talked about this on the show, that being Nick Caserio's superpower. Well, he had to try to flex it and figure it out. It was like the first thing he had to do. You know, you think you're getting Deshaun Watson, or you might be getting Deshaun Watson, and then all of a sudden you're not. So to me, everything else after that, the decision to draft C.J. Stroud, number two overall, right? So, like, you've been helped because the first guy's been picked for you, right? So, like, you don't have to go, do I go C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young? No, I get the number two overall pick. I'm just going to draft C.J. Stroud. The decisions to trade the picks for Will Anderson, all of that is child's play compared to what you're dealing with the Deshaun Watson situation. Easy. Like, if I can get through that, I can get through anything.
Yeah, if you can just be patient, get through that, now all of a sudden, you know, hey, trade up from 12 to 3, big deal.
Yeah.
Will Anderson?
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs? Okay, I can deal with that. Shoulder shrug. I can deal with the distraction. Have you seen me? Have you seen what I've had to deal with?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
And it might even turn out to be, and it seems like it so far, hey, I draft a left guard in the first round and he doesn't work out. All right, like, I can survive that. I had a franchise quarterback who wanted out as soon as I got here.
So we have the Astros taking the lead in the boot standings, the silver boot, little boot scooting boogie. We got the Texans. We're going to hear them finally in their silence in less than 2 hours. And then the bow was put on a season yesterday. A season was completed. A 500 season, 41-41. Houston Rockets finished the season 41-41. I was one game off on my prediction. How you feeling about the Rockets? Because I've heard something interesting about the Rockets that perhaps we're looking in the wrong areas when it comes to asking the biggest question of the offseason.
Yeah. So for me, the best thing I can say about it is that it's the first offseason since this quote-unquote rebuild where I didn't feel like you had to get rid of people. Like, every offseason they've had a player or a coach or somebody where you're like, you know what, they can stand to move off of that guy, or they're not going anywhere if that guy's their first or second or third best player. Like, this whole thing needs to be remade, or they need to add pieces. Like, they obviously need to make some changes and add some pieces in the offseason. We'll see what they are. But there's not, like, of the important guys, there's not anybody where I'm like, hey, you got to get rid of that dude. Or obviously the coach who you were never going to get rid of, but you feel even better about him, I think, now than you did going in. So I think it's just an overall success. And I could appreciate listening to them yesterday, not acting like finishing 500 is something to celebrate. Like, it's cool from where they came from, but it's not like they're looking at it like, hey, we just want to be a 500 team forever. So I feel like it's up from here. It does at least feel like it's up from here. It has not felt that way in previous years.
We've heard the question, like, multiple times where it's, you know, who do you build around?
Yeah.
Shingun, Green, which is it? I've heard that that's kind of the wrong question to be asking.
What's the right one?
I was actually talking to McMahon, and I mean, he's not just pulling it out of nowhere. He thinks that the right question is not who do you build around, Shingun or Green. He thinks that it's just based on everything that he gathers, who fits best with Thompson. So it's not even a question of which one feels better. It's the question that he thinks that they're asking and who they like the most is which one of them. Fits best with Thompson. So it's actually a different pair than what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think the best part of the season, like, just basketball wise, the best part of the season was Amen Thompson showing you that he, like, Amen Thompson, I would bet every dollar that I have right now, if you can promise me health, that Amen Thompson will be an all-NBA defensive player multiple times in his career. I'd bet every dollar of my name to it right now. Like, he was that good defensively, can play that many positions. I feel like he's the most versatile player. He's another one of those high-ceiling players. I think there's something to that because here's the issue. Amen Thompson can't shoot. Well, Jalen Green has a inconsistent jump shot. You can just basically say he can't shoot. And then Alperen Şengün doesn't have an outside shot. How many guys is that same problem that they had back with the Russell Westbrook, Clint Capella days? How many guys can you have on a team in the modern NBA who can't shoot? So I think there is something to that. Yeah. I think there is something to that because I don't think Thompson's going anywhere. They're going to have to make a decision sooner or later on Green and or Şengün.
Who fits best with him is
I think there's something to that.
We got a stacked Reaction Monday. We'll hear from CJ, Will Anderson, D'Amico Ryans in the noon hour. Still nothing from Stephon Diggs, though. I don't know why they're scared. Maybe they're scared to be great. Speaking of which, an improvement that Diggs brings to the offense that nobody is talking about. More with Landry Locker, B. Scott, Figgy Fig coming up next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.